This is not how Linnea Lintfer imagined her senior year of high school going.
It was a disappointment, but not a total surprise.
Lintfer grew up in Gustavus, but came to Juneau to attend Juneau Douglas High School Yada'a Katle. She says when students were first sent home as the pandemic spread in March, none of them would have guessed they'd still be attending virtual classes 5 months later.
There's people from that day who I'm quite literally never going to see again, like the people who I just say hi to in the hallways every day. And then it was just like, oh, we're out for a week. We're out for a month. We're not going back to school.
Now, with classes starting up again, Lintfer may be luckier than some of her peers. She has a lighter course load as a senior. Still, it's hard to imagine how her oceanography class will work virtually.
I haven't heard from the teacher specifically. I'm pretty sure that we will have some opportunity to come in to school in small groups for labs, but I'm not sure what that looks like.
The Juneau School District announced earlier this month that it will begin the school year online. Depending on the spread of COVID-19 in the community, the district may decide to allow small groups of students to attend in-person classes after Labor Day. But large numbers of students won't be allowed back until at least mid-October. Kelly Stewart is the president of the Juneau Education Association. She's also a special education teacher at Glacier Valley Elementary School.
In March, when we shut down, we were in full survival emergency mode, and I think our staff did a fantastic job at doing the best they could at something that was so unknown.
This time around, Stewart and many of her colleagues have spent the entire summer planning for the new school year. Staff members spent the last 2 weeks training with the programs they'll use to keep track of students.
It's still going to look different, and we're going to probably have to work a little harder to engage and get kids involved, but I think we are much better prepared now than we were in March.
Stewart said teachers will also be collaborating in groups to help support one another and to help students become familiar with more than one person.
So that when they do come back face-to-face at school, or we do move to the hybrid model, that they are going to already know 6 to 9 adults because they've been working with them.
Staff handed out textbooks and supplies to students and their families all of last week, and they'll continue to do that through the first week of classes. The district is providing Chromebooks to students that need them. Even with all the preparation, Stewart says there are bound to be some hiccups with technology. The rollout of one of the apps teachers will be using is already a little delayed. Ann Lintfer says she worries that getting to know her new classmates won't be easy. Earlier this year, when her classes moved online, she already knew everyone.
And so being on Zoom, there was already kind of a classroom culture, and just what that will look like when we start on Zoom from the beginning will be really interesting to see.
She's grateful that she still has the cross-country season to look forward to, even if they won't get to travel. They had their first meet on Saturday, competing remotely against other Southeast teams. She just hopes that her senior year won't have to end the way it did last year.
I mean, I really hope we get a little bit more of a graduation and kind of all of those end of high school pieces. That's definitely the hard unknown.
Classes for grades 1 through 12 begin Monday. Kindergarten starts Thursday and preschool next week. Breakfast and lunch will continue to be served for pickup at each school. Masks are mandatory for anyone on school grounds. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.